Success Systems presents an opportunity to change your life, starring you and your dreams. What do you want from life? Nothing is impossible. You have the power of choice because the doc day is in to write a prescription to cure what ails you. And now, here he is to make a house call for you, Raphael the Doctor Love.
Hey, this is Raphael Love, aka the Doctor. Today, I'm going to talk about life and how much I absolutely love my life. Yesterday's episode, we talked about, you know, the feeling of gratitude. And when you get into the routine of gratitude, wow, it really starts to bleed into other areas of your life. Things that weren't quite going your way or things that weren't quite working out for you. Magically, all of a sudden, they just start happening the right way. You know how sometimes when you're driving and it seems like it's raining and you hit every red light, you got to go to the bathroom and that's the only thing that's on your mind. And it just seems like everything is just getting in your way. When you love your life and you're in that same situation, yes, you still have to go to the bathroom. Because believe me, when you gotta go, you gotta go. Some people I know, they can't go to public bathrooms. So they make it a point to wait until they get home. I don't know about you, but me, when you gotta go, you really gotta go. And you do whatever you can to handle that bit of business. So what does that have to do with me loving my life? Well, hell, I don't know. I'm sharing a thought here. I'm really trying to get across to everybody who's listening that you're only a few decisions away from loving, and I mean loving your life. You know, it is a difficult situation that some of us are faced with, that if two people go through the same thing, one person comes out of that situation completely unscathed, maybe a few bumps and bruises, but completely unscathed to the point where it doesn't affect them for a long time. And then you have another person who goes through that exact same situation and they're devastated for life. I would never hope that on anyone. It is my hope and wish that somehow that people really begin to realize that you're in the driver's seat. You're not in the back seat letting things just happen. You can, with a decision, a choice, make things different in just a moment, in seconds, literal seconds. You can make things happen in a different way for you. There are unlimited opportunities for every individual within the sound of my voice to do something just a little bit different each day. And by doing that little tweaky kind of thing where you're doing something different every day, you lead a different life. Because what happens is as you make the smaller changes are like the building blocks of a new foundation. So let's say, for example, your life has been completely jacked up until now. And you decide today is going to be the day that I'm going to start to make better health choices, make better emotional and personal choices, make better financial choices, and lead a life heading into a direction that you don't really have to be completely sure of where you want to go. Just know that you want to do it better. For some people, that's all it takes for them to start to turn the tide, to start to win the battle of what am I going to do? How am I going to live? Where am I going to go? Because they build that foundation of, I'm going to do something just a little bit better today. I'm going to take 30 minutes and I'm going to read something that I've always wanted to read just to see what happens if I read it and I do it. Does it really work? Will it work? Only you can find out by going through that process. And a lot of people can just snap their fingers and things are better. How do you get there, though? How do you get from everything being all out of whack and jacked up to having some peace and having some joy in your life, it's a decision that that's what you want to have in your life more often. For some people, they get caught up in their business and making money, and that becomes their life. If you stop and weigh that out, if I focus 100% on making money and business and making things happen, what are all the other things on my personal list of things that are important to me that I'm taking for granted? And the same thing applies the other way. If I make other things other than my relationships and finances important, how long will it be before those other things begin to suffer? It is where you really build that foundation by making those decisions, and decisions that I can easily say are decisions that you love, because if you love what you do, you'll do it more often. But if you're doing it because that's what you've always done, then that's where you wind up becoming critical of other people and other things, because you're in a situation that you don't feel comfortable in. And when you don't feel comfortable, you find fault easily with everything around you. I have been there. I have done that. There have been individuals that I have tried to work with and tried to get things worked out with them that we still to this day don't see eye to eye. But I'm more than willing to sit down and have a conversation with them and at least make the attempt to work things out. And that's because I made the choice that there is no one on this planet that I cannot talk to, regardless of what the history may have been, because I want to be able to communicate and talk with everyone. Now, that's a big choice for me because of where I was. I'm going to tell you, if I didn't like you, I ain't talk to you. Wouldn't have a conversation with you at all, because that's how I was. If you weren't in that realm of trying to do something better for yourself, to the curb you went because the sidewalk didn't want you. But now I realize that by doing that, I'm cutting off access to possible knowledge, experience, communication, education. I mean, there's just so many things that every single person on this planet has to give, offer, and share that they don't because of some kind of history or something happened in their past. You love what is important to you, or else you wouldn't spend the money, you wouldn't spend your time, you wouldn't spend all the energy and effort you do trying to maintain it in your life. But do you love all of the aspects around it? Again, I am a person that believes in asking questions. You're going to come up with the answers that are going to work best for you. How many times do you have an argument with yourself where that little voice starts kicking your butt about, well, you really remember the last time this happened? I remember the last time this happened, and you don't want to do this. Again, I will say this. Brussels sprouts, for me, was something that knew wouldn't happen. Not going to happen. But then I realized that it wasn't necessarily the Brussels sprouts. It's the way they were prepared. And I had some Brussels sprouts that now I absolutely love because I'm a different person and I've been through different life experiences. You're a different person than you were when that situation happened in the past that may have taken you off track. Let today be a day where you decide to create those building blocks to lead you to where you want to go. And hopefully, by doing so, you can love your life too. That's all for this episode of the Dr. Love Show. I look forward to speaking to you in the next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Dr. Love Show. And if you would like more of the doctor, you can find him in iTunes. And now at thedrloveshow.com. Be sure to provide feedback and let him know what you want to hear more about. He does this show for you. So if you like it, text a friend. And if you don't, let him know so he can fix it up. Here's to achieving all your dreams. The doctor is out.